Hey there, friends. It's Eric Cochran welcoming you back to the Sandstorm Podcast, where the news gets a dose of desert clarity. Today, we've got a story that has more layers than my mother-in-law's famous baklava. So get comfy and let's unravel this together, shall we? You know, I can't help but think about chess when I hear about the complex machinations of military strategy. Each piece has a critical role. Move one incorrectly, and the whole game can turn on its head. Now imagine a grandmaster stepping down mid-game, admitting that a crucial move was missed. That's exactly what's happening in Israel right now. Major General Aharon Haliva, head honcho of Israeli military intelligence, just dropped a resignation that's resonating like a gong across the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces. For the uninitiated, this is more than 6 months post an event that Israel didn't see coming, despite all the spy gadgets and gizmos at their disposal. An attack on October 7th that left more than 1,000 Israelis dead and another couple hundred in the clutches of Hamas. Haliva's stepping down is like watching a pivotal piece being taken off the board. And trust me, this move has implications. This guy was the first domino to fall, and it's setting off a chain reaction that might see more suits following suit. What struck a chord with me, though, and probably with many of you, was his owning up to the fact that the mission wasn't accomplished. He wasn't pointing fingers or passing the buck. Instead, he's calling for a full-on national commission of inquiry. Let's face it, accountability is as refreshing as a cold drink in the scorching heat, and it's not something we see enough of in high offices, right? Now, imagine being in the middle of a crisis, and then, boom, your leaders start jumping ship. That's a no-go. Haliva played it by the book. He waited, focused on the bigger picture, rescuing hostages, pushing back Hamas, keeping the country from spiraling into further chaos. The thing is, while he's taking responsibility, he's not taking all of it. He's like, yeah, we messed up, but let's dig deeper. Let's find out how deep the rabbit hole goes. It's pretty wild when you think about it. This isn't just about an intelligence flop. It's a drama with protests, people demanding answers, the works. But I'm going to level with you. It's not the protests that are making these guys resign. It's a mix of conscience, pressure, and maybe a sprinkle of politics. Now, here's where the plot thickens. We've got Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister. The guy's taking heat from every direction, but he's standing his ground like a lone cowboy in an old western, not yet tipping his hat to the crowd baying for answers. It makes me think of those times when you're driving, and your GPS suddenly decides to recalculate just when you needed it the most. Netanyahu's predicament isn't much different. He's been steering the ship based on the coordinates he had, but what if the intel he was given was, well, not quite up to snuff? Let's chew on this. Should the big cheese always be held accountable? It's a tough call, especially if the cheese didn't know the pantry was being raided. Some folks are adamant he knew, while others think it's harsh to string him up for something he might have been in the dark about. Picture a dimly lit room, maps strewn about, a clock ticking ominously. This is where strategies are born and sometimes where they fall apart. It's not unlike the secret strategy rooms you see in spy movies, except the consequences here are all too real. Major General Aharon Haliva. His name has been etched into the narrative of Israel's military intelligence, a narrative punctuated by the recent tragic attack. This seasoned officer, whose career is a montage of ups and downs, victories and lessons, now faces a somber music fade-out. It's a sobering reminder that in the game of nations, even the mightiest can falter. Now, Haliva's resignation is not just about taking responsibility. It's about unraveling a thread that could lead to a sweater's unraveling. What do I mean by that? Well, we're talking about a potential cascade of resignations, folks. Like a line of dominoes. When one falls, you better believe others are going down too. Imagine standing on a cliff, overlooking a chasm of uncertainty. That's where the IDF finds itself, teetering on the brink of what could be an institutional shakeup. Major General Yehuda Fuchs, another key player, steps back, not because of the October 7th snafu, but because his time is up. Yet, his exit is a poignant echo of the changes rumbling through the corridors of power. And what about the big picture, you ask? Well, folks, it's like looking at a giant jigsaw puzzle with half the pieces missing. Here's where it gets juicy. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has yet to don the cloak of responsibility. It's all politics, isn't it? A dance of shadows and whispers, where each step is measured and every word weighed. Netanyahu, he's a veteran of these shadow dances, no stranger to the art of survival in the political arena. Yet his critics are out for blood, painting the entire debacle as a lapse in military judgment. But the truth, it's often somewhere in the murk, lurking between the lines of what's said and what's left unsaid. Now, let's circle back to that infamous October 7th. It's a day that will be etched in history books, a cautionary tale of misplaced confidence and unheeded warnings. The signs were there, a plan laid bare by Hamas, an enemy lying in wait. But the warnings were treated as whispers in the wind, aspirations rather than intentions. Here's where the metaphorical hits home, like a homeowner who's been told the storm might not hit, but then it does and it takes the roof with it. The question looming over us now is not just about accountability, but about preparedness. How do we fortify our roofs against the storms we're told might never come? It's a complex story of action and inaction, decisions made in rooms where the air is thick with the weight of impending choices. This isn't just a story of resignation, it's a saga of revelation, a revelation that even the most guarded of fortresses can be breached, and when they are, the fallout is a thing of dark beauty. Terrible, yes, but also instructive. We're left clinging to the edge of this narrative cliffhanger, wondering what's next. Who will follow Halava's lead? What will come of Netanyahu's steadfastness? And how will the IDF recalibrate its compass in the aftermath of this storm? But here's the kicker. The cliff we're all hanging on, it's not just about Israel. It's about every nation, every leader, every intelligence outfit. The storm that hit them could hit anyone in the fallout. It could be anyone's resignation on the line. So here we are at the heart of it all, where the dust begins to settle and the real shape of the landscape starts to emerge. It's a moment of reflection, a chance to ask, where do we go from here? Let's get a bit philosophical, shall we? There's an old saying in the desert, when the sandstorm clears, the truth is laid bare. Major General Aharon Haliva's departure is more than a simple resignation. It's a symbol, an emblem of the fragility and complexity of military might. I can't help but draw parallels to a game of chess I played with my grandfather once. He told me something I'll never forget. Eric, a true strategist knows when to sacrifice a piece for the greater good. Was Haliva's move a calculated sacrifice, or was it the inevitable end game of a strategy gone awry? Haliva's actions have ignited a firestorm of questions, and rightly so. We're now facing a new chapter in the annals of Israeli defense. A chapter where accountability isn't just a word thrown around in press releases, but an action embodied by a leader stepping down. And what of Netanyahu? Ah, friends, here's where the story takes a twist. The prime minister stands firm amidst the tempest, like a lighthouse on a rocky shore. But even the most steadfast leaders must navigate the tricky tides of public opinion and political fallout. Now, let's pull back the curtain a bit. This isn't just about what happened on October 7th. It's about what this moment represents, a crossroads where the past meets the future, where the lessons learned are as important as the actions taken. Consider the historical context. Israel, a nation born from the embers of conflict, has long stood as a testament to the resilience and ingenuity of its people. Its military intelligence, a sword and shield against threats both seen and unseen. But history, as we know, is a stern teacher. It reminds us that even the most vigilant can be caught unawares, that overconfidence can be as dangerous as the enemy at the gates. And yet there's a silver lining here, a sliver of hope glinting off the sands of change. It's the prospect of growth, of learning from the stumbles and renewing the commitment to vigilance. In my own life, I've faced moments of reckoning, times when I had to own up to my missteps. It's never easy, but there's an honor in it, a strength that comes from facing the music, even when it's a tune you'd rather not hear. So as we look out across the desert of today's political landscape, let's not just seek blame or point fingers. Let's look for the lessons, the chances to fortify our defenses, not just in Israel, but in every nation that values security and peace. We've reached the end of our tale, but the story doesn't stop here. It continues in the discussions around dinner tables, in the quiet contemplation of leaders, and in the vigilant watch of those who guard the night. And with that, dear listeners, we close the cover on this chapter of the Sandstorm podcast. But the book is far from finished. I'm Eric Cochran, and it's been a privilege to navigate the storm with you. Remember, you can always find shelter from the whirlwind at sandstormdaily.com or catch the breeze of conversation on our Facebook page at Sandstorm Daily. And for those who tread the digital dunes of Twitter, I'm there at Real Eric Cochran, leaving tracks for you to follow.